Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Rehart. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Brock moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snider. Santo reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Herbel now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field. Cowan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cowan. Alou moves to second. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Mays moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou scores. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbal covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Herbal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Crandall and he is out, hard applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Mays reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Cowan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pagan moves to third. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stewart fields it and throws to Banks, who tags Crandall for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snider. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brock strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Cowan reaches third base with a triple. Rodgers goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodgers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Rodgers, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Jose Pagan. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.